Stay in the know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
Okay, thank you very much for staying with us here on Radio 2000. Thank you to Evelyn Tongwane in the news. She's back again at 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock will be her last bulletin. I'm with you now for the next hour. Remember, at 9 o'clock after the news, just after the 9 o'clock news, Just Ice will come in with Mino Mino, right? And he will obviously then take us through and serenade us for the next 3 hours or so. For now, though, we are talking the letter, right? We've had a very interesting conversation. I need us to move on from that one now. We're talking the letter, and we'll be joined by Brian Mhlanga and Dumetse Mthembu. Here is the letter. Reads as follows. Actually, I think, do we have a voice note that we're going to play? Okay, let's play the voice note.
Hi, Ausma Pasek. I'd like to remain anonymous. I've got a problem that I'm with my partner for the past 10 years. Ausma Pasek, I don't know what's wrong with me, but lately I just find it okay to cheat on him.
Hey.
I'm constantly flirting, I cheat, but I haven't gone to an extent of sleeping with someone, but I just do inappropriate things with men. I'm not sure if maybe I've reached a stage whereby I'm not in love with this person, or I don't really understand what's wrong with me. Yeah, that's where I'm currently am. That's where what I'm currently going through now. Ausma Paseka.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Brian Ridubetse, let me just tell you that Tlalefang has reacted like how most men are going to react, with anger and with, oh my gosh, how dare she cheat, when they cheat all the time. But that's not the point, right? That is definitely not the point. That is not where we are going. Guys, and she's going to join us, right? She's going to join us on the line, I'm hoping, that we're going to have a chat with her and find out total what's going on. Here's my thing. I want you to work with me on this one, guys. Okay. I feel if you are with one person and you find yourself going for the next one and being confused, chances are you need to leave the first one because you don't love them enough. If you did, you wouldn't have looked outside. What do you guys think? A lot of people have disagreed with me on that, by the way. A lot of people have felt, oh, no, I may love my woman, but I may still want to play around outside. I just feel this whole cheating business is, yeah, there's other ways. What do you guys think?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to come from a different take.
I want you to, please.
When people are acting, when there is sexual acting up, like what is happening right now, it's usually an indicator of a deeper problem or a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of us know that sex can be used as something that numbs pain, that that also we use to avoid to confront certain things. So a lot of all of us have got our coping mechanisms. Some of them and there's nothing wrong with a healthy sexual appetite, but in this particular case where there's now some element of what I could call a little bit of promiscuity.
No, hold on. Don't judge her. She said she hasn't slept with anyone yet.
Okay, no, there isn't, but there is the flirting. Okay.
Yeah, so, she said she hasn't slept with anyone. She's just been flirting
fine,
and all.
Granted. But the mere fact that she is aware of what she's doing and she's deliberately doing it, it tells us there's a challenge there.
Mm. I agree, there's a challenge. I want to know what the challenge is. I want to know where the challenge is.
I'm going to go in, and Richard, you can come in here after me. For me, again, my experience in practice, working with people, there's pain, there's trauma there. There's it to be unpacked.
Guys, what if there's no trauma? No, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. What if there's no Toro Mamar Upod? I got some funny brothers. That's all. You know, when a person is boring you, but you are used to them in your space. So lathering them feels a bit odd. Feels like, yo, where do I go after this? Like, what does it look like leaving this person? But in actual fact, this person is not how some feel, you know?
Yeah, so objectifying other human beings is what you're saying.
What
like sexualizing people.
No.
Like, yeah, no. I'm done with this toy. Or I'm using this toy. I need another toy.
No, not at all, Brian. I'm not saying objectifying. I'm saying she has lost feelings. But you don't know how to deal with these feelings that have been lost. So you don't have the tools or the vocab.
Talk to your partner.
Hey?
Talk to your partner. I have lost feelings.
I've just said, you don't have the tools. You don't have the vocab. You don't have the know-how. Of
therefore,
even
it's easier
talking
for you
to
act out. Therefore,
whatever.
It's easy for you.
Wait, okay. It sounds like, let me interject here.
Come in.
If I take your perspective, Mapaseka, then I don't necessarily prefer the point of view of the you're done playing with the toy or you've worn your sneakers for long and now they're worn out. But I'm seeing more of, I'm querying rather, what if this is more about self-exploration or the life not lived, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm querying if there's just a general curiousness about her wanting to become something or someone else. And maybe struggling to figure out that logic. So there's behaviors that she's doing that goes along with that, but not being able to actually point it out. Within me, I feel like I need a change or I need or I want more. Or I want to move from where I'm at. So maybe the guy got that kind of
I want us, and I'm hoping when she joins us, she'll be able to answer some of these questions.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm asking myself, and these are just questions now that we're just throwing in, right? Hore, what if? I mean, she says she finds it okay to constantly cheat now, right? So it sounds like it's something that it's not what has normally happened. It is something that is, it's a new thing to her. And she's even shocked, or hey, guys like this, and oh my gosh, what could be happening to me? That's probably why she wrote to us, because she's shocked, because she's also worried. But also, hey, what if she's not satisfied? Is it possible?
Mm.
Well, it's a different conversation. It's a different conversation to have. If you are exploring and wanting more because you're not getting enough at home, then the conversation takes a different angle. The conversation here is going in this direction right now because she is in what we're assuming to be a monogamous relationship, and yet she is still behaving in this manner. So if you're going to be in a relationship where you want to be open and you want to be on the freeway and be cruising, fine, good for you. We're not going to judge you. But can you give the other party the choice to say, I want into this and I want to be part of this, or I don't want to be part of this?
I agree.
If you're not going to give the other person the opportunity to opt in or opt out, then we are actually dealing with a serious challenge, because actually there is lies. The whole relationship is built on lies.
Look, I'm hearing you. I'm definitely hearing you, Brian. But I also just want to know, Hore, you know, let me put it to you this way.
The other shock. Huge appetite.
No, hold on. The other thing is that, remember, it becomes, unfortunately, it becomes an even bigger shocker and an even more difficult conversation to have because it's the woman who's cheating. Let's accept that. Hore, because it's the woman who's cheating, everybody is on some, you know, these women of today, they're never satisfied. She doesn't know what she wants. How many guys, and look, I'm not even saying it's correct if it's done by whoever. It is wrong, standard. But I'm saying, Hore, let's apply the same rules that we would have applied if it was the other gender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And we would have probably said something like, you know what, maybe he doesn't know, maybe he wanted to play, maybe he's not sure, maybe. Is it possible that she's not sure? Is it a possibility that maybe she's like, I'm with this guy, but I don't know, man. Something.
Yeah. There is that possibility because we talk about psychosexual development, right? And as human beings, we are in different stages of our psychosexual development. If you are at that stage where your sexuality is explosive, then possibly what she's doing is appropriate. I don't want to put a label on it, but it's acceptable. And that's why also whenever we get into the dating space, into the pool, it's very important to check what phase is your partner or this person that you're going to be hooking up with. If whether you're still very explosive or I'm hooking up with somebody who's still exploring themselves, they're trying to figure themselves out, what they like, and we need to check for that compatibility. So it is a possibility, Mapaseka, what you're saying. Maybe she's in that phase in her development where she is figuring herself out. So we have to suspend our judgment. Absolutely. But if she's not, because at certain stages, then I don't want to say age, because that's also not fair. But after a certain period, there are certain stages that we should not find ourselves in. So I should not be behaving like a teenager is behaving in terms of their psychosexual development in my 40s.
All right. So it's 24 after 7 right here, after 8 right here on Radio 2000. Sure. We've got Brian and Ritumetse on the line, and we've got a very interesting a voice note that came through. Hey, I want us to play the voice note and hear it again. Actually, our anonymous lady, we've been trying to call you. We're trying to find you and we're struggling to find you. Please call us on 086-000-2479 or send us a voice note on 060-584-2250. We're trying to find you and we're trying to call you because you had agreed to chat to us and for some reason now we can't get a hold of you. So please, 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 if you are hearing me now, and I know you are listening, so please do just alert us so that we can just at least call you and find out. I'm thinking network issues or something. That's why we can't get through to you. So let's try again, please. We keep trying. Okay, let's go to the voice note. Let's listen to it.
Hi, Mapaseka. I'm trying to keep it.
But that's from the last hour. Let's listen to her voice note.
Yeah. Good evening, Sespasi.
Within a minute.
Yeah, no. Lalifang does not have it. Okay, what I'll do is I'll read it. Can I do that? I think it'll be easier for me to just read what she had written, but hey, it basically just says, yeah, minanje, I'm having fun. Gumnande lifein. Hi, Mapaseka. I've been with my partner for the past 10 years. Lately, I find it okay to constantly cheat on him. I have not gone to an extent of sleeping with someone. I just do inappropriate things with men. I wonder what inappropriate things are with men when you haven't cheated or if you haven't slept with them. What else? Is it touching? Is it... Ooh. Salifang suggests it could be oral sex. What else? I mean, there's a lot happening here. Anyway, I'm not sure if I have reached a stage where I'm no longer in love with this man. This is anonymous. Brian, when a person is not sure what stage they're at in terms of their relationship, what does that tell you?
There's no clarity.
Yes. What else does that tell you?
There's no direction. And it tells me that we are... we're just riding. We are riding along. We've got no destination.
Excuse the pun with the riding there, but okay. let's go to the voice notes.
This is Joe from Social. There's nothing along here. The guy who I can justify any actions at Zahar. Osailenge, period. Or maybe she might be going through whatever, she's trying to self exploration, whatever. No. How will the brother say, hey, now I want to do self exploration, or why do you think I get a freak, you know, it's a glutaka, so it'll go to hell in peace. I can't handle brother's speed and then I can't let it go to high. But if you feel her, no, I can't leave brothers, then she must stop what she's doing. I concentrate more relationship in the brothers. Glutawa to the Etawa to have a country. I will let brothers, so this is what I feel her now and not a million gets. And then if brother doesn't want to meet her halfway, then he must leave the relationship. Yarr.
Very yarr. Damn it, that yarr I heard, eh? Ooh. And she's probably just sitting there singing, I want to be free. This is this is what's coming to mind, you know? Yo, there's another voice note.
Good evening, Mapaseka. It's Mike from Cape Town.
Hi,
Mike. Sisi, I just want to say this. This woman, she's playing with fire. Imagine if it was the guy doing that. She was not going to be happy at all. She's happy because she's happy now because she's the one doing it. Now it sounds so funny. Being with someone for 10 years, first of all, is she married to this guy or they're just dating? For them to be dating for 10 years, I think she might
and
just
maybe
go
maybe this is where the problem
else.
Is.
Well, she looks like she doesn't know what she wants anymore.
You see?
Is the guy a problem? Is he cheating on her or what? Aye, man. Aye.
And I hear you. 10 years, Liting. I mean, you know, this is the other thing. She's now got a degree in Mcholiogy. She's got the honors, the masters, and she's now got a PhD. And now she started a new degree on Mcholiogy within Mcholiogy. She's super specializing within the Mcholiogy. Brian, you were saying?
Yeah. So I don't want us to blame O Brothers that she's with for her behavior. Because I one of the previous respondents right now was probably trying to suggest maybe it's because she's not married and that's why she's doing this. She's
no,
not committed.
I don't think so. I think he was asking, well, are they married? And if they're not married, how are you in Mcholo for 10 years? Those are valid questions.
No. Yes, I hear what you mean by a valid question, but not all of us are destined to be married. Some of us will be life partners.
And that's fine. All of us.
Yes.
And that's
so
okay.
This whole notion, so the question of saying why is she not married presupposes that everybody else is destined for marriage.
No, and it also, you know what? That question could also say if we are life partners, then we are going to communicate it. I'm not going to discover in year 10 or actually ikar muto ridi life partners hari. Do you understand? You are going to say from the get-go, listen, I'm not muto a marriage. I do love you and I want to be with you, but I'd love for us to have the relationship as it is. I'm happy with it. And trust and believe, there will be somebody who will feel hori, no, I don't want it, and they are free to leave, and there will be somebody else who will feel hori, yep, I actually think that's the one. Some of them will say yes because they are hoping to change you. They are hoping that you'll change your mind as time goes. And some will say yes for many other reasons. But at least you know that you've communicated, which is, I think, where the biggest issue is. But because we still can't find her, we don't know what the issue is. But it's Mcholiogy, 10 years. 10 years is a long time. Your 10 years is a long time.
Especially if there's no agreement, to be honest, it's too long. And that's why now I wonder if her cheating is not a way of her deciding whether there she wants to explore what kind of life she could possibly live outside of this relationship, outside of the bounds of being monogamous to this person.
You know, what worries me is at whatever age that she could have met the guy, 10 years later is a long time. So if she met him at 15, she's now 25. If she met him at 25, she's now, understand? She's now 35. So she's obviously sitting in a space where she's saying, did I waste my time? Because if you listen to how she says it, she says they've been in a relationship for 10 years. If you are life partners, just as much as you say, I'm married to, you can say, I am married to, or we are life partners. You know what I mean? But this, I've been with my partner for the past 10 years. It sounds like Mcholo fela, and that's not being communicated. Very likely that they could have met, maybe they met at varsity. They were still young. Life was still happening. And this is the problem with meeting people when you're still young and you fall in love, you fall deeply in love. But now you've met a person at 18. And you fall deeply in love. 10 years later, they're 28 and not necessarily ready for marriage. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it now looks like they have strung you along for 10 years, right? Be that as it may, it's no excuse for cheating, just by the way. I think let's be clear of that one. It's absolutely no excuse for cheating, which is what she's doing. Let's go to another voice note.
Good evening, Ospatsi and your guests. The lady just wants a bread buttered on both sides. Mm. She's having a cake and she's eating it, excuse the pun. Matabo from Mofage.
So I'm hearing all sorts of different stories here. Guys, please can I tell you what Lalefang says? I have to tell you what Lalefang says. Lalefang, I'm telling you about you. Yes, it's 10 years. I want a bread buttered from both sides. She's right to Chola. Guys. Nesbon into his bonai. So Salifang is stuck there on the 10 years. How so for 10 years?
It's wrong.
I still think, which part is wrong? Is her cheating wrong, or is them jolo, or the 10-year jolo wrong?
Dating for 10 years in jail
is wrong. Then she should have walked away, Salifang. The opportunity is always there.
Keep it inside. It's a certain fact, right?
Yeah, but they're not keep eating. It doesn't sound like they're living together. So there's no keep eating there. Ngihlalakini uhlalakithi. Ngihlalakithi uhlalakini. Or ngihlalakwami uhlalakwakho siyavakashelana. We are literally jolling for 10 years. I understand, Salifang, that 10 years is long. And in fact, I agree that 10 years is too long. But I am saying, you don't get to 10 years and then wake up and say, now I'm in tolang chola. At year 3, you should have already been questioning, ma'am, sir, how are we here? What could be happening in our relationship? You know what I mean? If you're starting to question it at year 10, you have gotten him used to it.
True.
He's gotten used to the fact that awukhona lo akayindawo. So, nothing happening. Now, when I saw Papa Miwa, yay, actually, Linyalo is something that I want right now. And you've just woken up to this realization. Now what?
And it's interesting how you're saying that, Mapaseka, because sometimes, and other people cheat, not just for the idea of a kajola and I want someone else, but they cheat as a way out of their relationship. So you end up going out to almost figure yourself out, and you go out to detach from the current relationship all at the same time. So maybe, Liana, that is a path to explore. That's what she's doing.
Brian, I can tell you now. Brian?
Yeah, no. Mogel still wants to be on the scene. Mogel wants to have both sides of her cake and eat it. That's my take.
I'm Nandi icing on both sides, guys.
Yes. Correct. Mogel wants to be in a steady relationship and enjoy the benefits of being in a steady relationship, but she also wants the freedom and the liberty. And be a Rea Vaya bus service.
But here's the thing, guys. Kia utlwa wena hore ke Rea Vaya bus service. But here's the thing. If it's Jola for 10 years, actually, we have been Rea Vayas really too. So what's the problem? It's not like I'm not
Kamolao, hold on, Percy. Kamolao, after a certain amount of time and Haritula in the same place, it's going to be considered as a domestic partnership.
Kamolao, ama.
In South African law.
Yeah, warring. Yeah, domestic partnership. Interestingly, I had Ntabi saying in the studio the one time, and we spoke about it, and she's a lawyer, and I said to her, if you have stayed together, and she said, forget it. That does not work. There is no legal stance that will force you to, you are not married. Until you have done the things that get you married, you are not married. She was very clear on that one.
If anything happens to me, Mapaseka, are going to be treated... I will listen to it. Help us out.
Hold on. Let's call. I'm going to ask us to call a lawyer. Let's call Ntabiseng on this one. Because I remember very, very well. I remember her saying, it does not matter. If you die, if, for example, you and I, Brian, are living together for 10 years and we are not married. You see, the thing is, if you are begging me, then I can go and claim or I'm better or whatever, if I can show it. But if we are living together and you die, not directly like that. Hey, don't tell people the wrong thing. For the wrong reasons. I want us to get clarity on that one. But that said, Lona yena let's go to the voice notes.
Morning there in the studio. Hey man, this sister man has found herself in a serious predicament.
Yes.
But it's something that it's once happened to one of my friends, and how we solved it is because the friend didn't know, my guy friend didn't know. Sat down the female and we told her she must make a decision because as long as she's even asking for advice, that means that that generally means she cares. And if she still cares, that means she's still in the relationship. She might have one foot out, but she's still in it. And she just needs to learn that she needs to choose a man. And you're never going to... There's that movie with that 80-20 rule. Your man might be 80 and the 20 might be exciting. All that she needs to do is just try get 5 more into a man and get 85. Choose a man every day, and hopefully that will work for her.
I hear you, and
but
you
it's
know,
a difficult one.
It's a difficult, one. But
and,
you know,
as you rightly say, it happens to males and females.
Here's the thing, guys. I agree with him on one part. I agree, Hore, you sit down and you choose the best. But you see, 10 years down the line of Mjolo, you don't know if you're being played because you almost feel like, you know what I mean? And maybe that's where her biggest issue is. You know, now she's finding it interesting. Remember the thrill of somebody saying to you, oh, but you're looking hot. And you're thinking, oh, somebody else looks at me? Oh, my gosh. That's a thing, isn't it?
Kurari, your needs are being met elsewhere.
Mm.
And fine. But so there are two things we need to accept. Not all of our needs are going to be met by our primary partner, or not primary, but our partners. So mm-hmm. we need to also realize that there are certain needs that will either be met outside the relationship and with other people. And again, we'll have to have a conversation around that.
I hear you. But you see, here's the thing. And this is why I'm still waiting for Ntabi Singh to come on the line to just answer a few questions. But here's the thing. Brian, happiness, for starters, should mm-hmm. not be in somebody else's hands. That's for starters.
In theory.
No. And even in practice. Honest to God, I don't make myself happy, if I don't know what makes me happy, if I don't know what makes me happy, then I am a walking time bomb. Because then it all means right. anything goes. It means, and that feels good. I could just be swayed that direction. Do you understand?
True.
And so that decision has to be made by her first. Yeah?
But for you to come to that point where you can say, my happiness does not depend on Brian, you have to have the tools and a toolbox. And not everybody has the tools and the toolbox that you and some other people have. And hence you find people go around the same circle over and over and over again.
You see, there we are in agreement.
But here's the thing. Before all of that, you need to actually know what you want within the relationship. Because clearly, we're at the stage, like you said, if we were dating being 25 and it goes romantic and fun, and now I'm 35, then it says we're speaking to a different mindset. It says we're different to a different set of needs. We're speaking to a different set of wants as well. So she needs to sit and really decide, well, what does she actually want? What is it that's causing her to cheat? Or figure out what is her why for cheating so that they can go back to the drawing board and figure out, oh, do I want this relationship because it's not fulfilling XYZ or because it is fulfilling XYZ? And what else do I want? Because she has every right to want more. She has every right, rather, to want less of some things as well. And more commitment even may be necessary, hence the playing around. But it's very important that she figures out what does she want in Jay in this relationship so she can step out or step in.
But,
it's the thrill. It's the thrill and the excitement.
And it's
after
very 10 years,
after 10 years, you've got this blomboard at home that does not even acknowledge you, that does not see you, and is taking you for granted.
You're assuming that he's at home. Okay.
Wow.
You're not making an assumption. But all right, let's work with your assumption.
But even then, it's been assuming that she desires intimacy. And what if it's not about the intimacy?
Maybe she does desire intimacy, but not from him. Mudiehi says on X, depending on their relationship, this woman has removed herself from it. Women leave emotionally before they do physically. It's unfortunate. Until she deals with the elephant in the room, nothing will change.
It is possible. So it is possible that the relationship has come to an end.
Mm.
So we change and we wake up 6 years down the line and we think, who on earth am I sleeping next to?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so maybe she's in that phase, and that's part of the exploration. Who would say, I don't want this. And she is figuring things out. Because people do change, and maybe you actually sort of referred to it at the beginning, Mapaseka, you know, you then wake up, you've changed, and this person probably has not changed, and you want something else differently. And it's okay, by the way, to change and to want something else differently for yourself. So let's also not be harsh on her.
Oh, you saying this? This is interesting. Today. Well, anyway,
I was also waiting for him to push and say she must be forthcoming.
Just now you were saying something else. Wait. All right, Trojan Horse says on Twitter, on X.
It's true. Our needs change.
Our needs change.
What do you want? And I think I actually like this. It's actually showing fluidity, right? It's showing sexual freedom. We're living in that era where women have rights and people have agency over there. Who are we to legislate around this?
You know what? I think the one place where I would agree with you is people have rights and all of that. But within your rights, please do not infringe on anybody else's rights. That's not right either. He also
maybe
has a right to be a,
we don't know. It's not clear.
Trojanosa Aramara, the spirit of Boo, you will finish the sentence, is doing the most. I'm not going to read that word. If she's had enough of the man, she'll just tell him and stop these things. She'll get hurt or worse, God forbid. Okay. Munchunzwane are no, they are not married. Kimucholo finish and klar.
It's not Mcholo, guys. What if it's not Mcholo? Let's consider Jorge. They are married traditionally. That is, Huntizo Mahadi.
Then she would say so, guys.
What is Mjolo Kasi?
Dating, going out, whatever. There's a lot of words.
But we can't be dating for 3 years, right?
They are dating for 10.
Is it so? And where I'm failing to distinguish, is it dating or siyathandana?
We are lovers, whatever it is, Brian, but ashatanga. The point is they are not married. And truth be told, what we are arguing here is just neither here nor there. Whether they are married or not actually becomes irrelevant. Her behavior is still wrong. Even if they are married and she feels he has the... The part that is wrong is that there's somebody else's feelings that are being played around with. There's nothing wrong with her wanting to explore. But once you feel you're at a state where you want to explore, I think it's only fair that you stand up and you say, dude, it's been 10 years. I don't know what it is, but something doesn't sit right. I gotta say, kopa umphe space nyana, let me figure myself out. Ooh. Of course, you're not gonna say, umphe space ke batla lo taste ka montle ke tla bua. You're not gonna say that. But you could easily say, ke kopa a bit of space just to think of where I am and right, because I guess I'll show you about who I am, about what I want, and where the relationship is going. I need to figure things out. Please give me some space.
What if it's an open relationship and she's not disclosed?
Then she wouldn't be worried. If it was an open relationship, then she would have no reason to be worried. Then it would not be, Hore, I'm doing something inappropriate. It would be, so it's an open relationship and I've seen a few guys. Now I'm thinking, how do I tell my man? Because then that's a different discussion altogether. They have every right to decide if they want to have an open relationship. But if it is an open relationship, there are rules and regulations even to the open relationship. And that is what she should be remembering. Let's listen to, I think we've got McDonald on the line. McDonald, hi.
Hey,
lovely, Wena.
I'm very well, I think we should also acknowledge where there are women that enters relationships without plans of getting married. So we shouldn't be surprised if she's there for the past 10 years, because you might find that she doesn't have any plans of getting married, and now, you know, as you proceed with the relationship for the 10 years, you find that what she is currently feeling is no longer something romantic towards the partner, but it's a brotherly, sisterly type of a love. And then now so she finds herself in a predicament. So now what if I leave this person? How is the person going to feel and stuff like that? So my contribution on this topic is maybe she should just sit the partner down and talk about what she feels she needs, you know, because I feel like what the problem that she has now it's you might find that she wants the best of both worlds. She still wants to have a partnership or a relationship with a person, even if it's not a romantic relationship, but she also wants to explore other stuff, you see.
Thank you very much. And I like that and it's true that, you know, women are also able to decide, oh, I don't want to get married. It's not the be-all and end-all for everyone, you know? And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But in all of that, all I'm saying is with everything that you have, and I know we've lost someone, I'm not sure who we've lost. I think it's McDonald's though. But what I'm saying is, whatever decision you make, guys, the freedom to choose is so beautiful that you can sit and decide what I want to go there or I don't want to go there. The only requirement that there is, Ritumetse, is communicate. That's all. Mm. You're not in a relationship by yourself. So the person that you're in a relationship with also needs to be on the same page with you. For them to be on the same page with you is for you to say to them, listen, this is where I am. This is my page. What's your page? Where are you?
Now, the importance of
communication
and communicating is now, it's just the idea, Jorge, after I've communicated all these things, then either when I as a partner, you'll help me explore and grow, or you'll help me and say, I'm good, or I don't want this anymore, because you've now given the partner an opportunity to support it or close it down for themselves, but give you the freedom to go ahead and do whatever it is which you feel like you need to do to feel happy or feel some level of joy in your life. And that's the thing that a lot of people tend to miss, that need to speak about it and not just go through the emotions or just go through the thoughts and the feelings, but needing to pause and actually discuss what it is that is running in your mind.
Yeah, man. I'm saying if we're adults, we are going to learn to communicate and share our feelings and discuss exactly where we are and what we are feeling. And not be scared.
Good luck, because not all of us are going to communicate.
Let's do it. Oh,
of course.
The few of you that are not communicating, let's do it. Guys, in 2024, honing communicate. Honing. Kantiyini, what else must we say now? We've been saying it for so long. Communication, communication, communication. If you're in a relationship with a person that you're too scared to communicate with.
This is exactly where we get it wrong. You want us to communicate in a way on your terms.
No.
Hold on, hear me out. This is exactly, and this is why the whole Mars and Venus comes in. You want us to communicate on your terms and speak the language the way you hear it and the way you understand it. Is it also, hold on, just hear me out. Is it also possible for you to hear us out in the manner that we as men communicate?
It's important that we do that, Brian. When I say communicate, I don't mean just talk. Talking is not communication. Listening is also a huge part of that communication, and interpreting what you are hearing correctly and being able to respond. That's the communication I'm talking about. I'm talking about full on, as in the whole circle. So not just you saying, or me coming in and saying, this is how I feel, this is where I am, this is what I want, ibile, 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 and then I expect you to take it. No, not at all. I need to communicate in a way that you will understand, and you communicate in a way that I will understand, and a way we don't understand each other, we sit down and we try as far as we can to try and sort out and bring each other to the level of understanding. Whether it means you must take me to sub A, you know, where you must take me to sub A and say, okay, now you are back to grade one. Now, what do you mean by this? Whatever it takes, but we need to understand. Hold on, we've got Ntabiseng to clarify that issue quickly. Ntabiseng, how are you? Hello?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
I'm lovely, lovely. Askisi to just pounce on you like this. I know we had not planned to talk to you this evening. We're joined by Ntabiseng Dubazana from Dubazana Attorneys. Ntabiseng, I know we are just, but you know, Brian just brought up something, and I wanted us to just quickly, just as fast as you can, just rectify or at least correct us where we are wrong. Brian is saying, hold on, hold on. Brian says, Mapaseka and Brian are living together for 10 years. Brian dies. Mapaseka is entitled to spousal things because they take it that they are domestic partners.
Hey, now there's no such thing in our law.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right.
This is all I needed from you. I get a Brian Harry Mujweza Harkhol. Because Nahakina LLB, Nahehe, I'm my man.
All right. No, I take it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. So that's all I needed from you. Thank you so much. Mwah. Bye.
Okay,
so yeah, we've got that one covered, correct?
Perfect, good. All right.
Okay.
So, now, Mapaseka, to be honest, this is why I love your show. There's such a great learning moment. We're in it all the time. Now we've got it on record.
You see, moving right along. Now that we've, you see, now it's not a question. Now it's not a.
My pension is safe, Mapaseka, in other words.
Okay. It's what?
My pension is safe.
Your pension is very safe, you Masalisana man. Your pension is safe. You can keep it all you like. If there's nothing that's signed and written, Agna Mundozo Tlemi pension yako, then we will go to what you have written in your will to say, I am giving my money to Mapaseka or I am giving it to guide dogs for the blind. Ningam Sheli Nix Umapaseka Rasangfuni Nix Yak. Let's go to the voice notes.
Hi, I'm Mapaseka. This is Colin from Pretoria. I think Anonymous is suffering from horakhtelaka speech.
You
know when you've been in a committed relationship from a very young age. So as she said, they've been together for 10 years. She's 30. They started dating when she was 20. So that means that she feels like, you know what, she might have committed early and now she's going through a crisis where she wants to explore and maybe this guy is not coming to the party. Then she's finding other options out there to explore with. So I think she's suffering from early commitment, if you can put it that way.
I hear you.
Colin from Pretoria.
Colin, I actually hear you. And I think Colin's got a point, guys. You know, sometimes too early or too soon, too much too soon, is sometimes a problem, you know. Now she wants to explore, and I can explore. It does not even mean she wants to explore with other people. She could simply be wanting to explore sexually, for example, saying, "Hore, I didn't know that this existed. I've always done this. But hey, I heard my friends nerile ko baby showering. Ga utla chomi aka engwe e qoqa hore nna ne ke tshwere chandelier." And I was like, "How? Can't you say banjwa ma chandelier?" You know? She didn't know hore sek banjwa ma chandelier. Now she's like, "Baby, are ya o lo ntshware sa chandelier?" Baby's like, "No. You are going to lie down. You are going to face up and I'm going to come like this and that's what we are doing." We bone kubani. I was not there. Therefore it will not gahle wena so ya tshola. Wa bona? Now she's falling out of, for whatever reason, but be that as it may, it does not stop the fact that she still needs to communicate whatever it is. It's not fair to just go on your merry way all by your lonesome self when you're actually in a relationship. That is not fair. Mm-hmm. Let's go to another voice note.
Good evening, Auspazi. And the guest, I'm listening to this conversation. It's actually making me laugh because just today I had the same conversation with my girl, whom I've been with for, 11 years? She even reminded me it's 11 years. We're together, but it's been 7 years. She even took me to his brother to say, "I've been with this man for 11 years. You know, my brother. What can I do to make him marry?" You know, but the truth of the matter is that we're together. And on my side, I'm not planning to marry him. Period.
I leave her. Look, you have every right to not want to get married, but let her know. Let her know, baby, it's 11 years out of 50 because angizokushada, even in 50 years, we'll still be jolling in our old age. Then she has the right to say, "Mina angfun." Or she can say, "Okay, baby, actually, I love you enough to not want to get married. Lina, don't have, it's not a big thing." Marriage, like I said, does not have to be the be all and end all. But if you are not going to communicate, that's not fair.
Yeah, but I'm also allowed to change my mind. I'm also allowed to change
my
mind.
So while you're not changing your mind, I must be in limbo. I must just be hanging around. I must say, this guy, if there's one thing he can take from it, Neprain, he can at least say to his woman, Horoitzi King, she is very, very understanding. Ibile. Understanding, shem ke wano khuristweng hantle ke mamela o nale all those things, because I can tell you now for free, with some of us, he'd be out the window so fast it would not fly. Guys, anyway, let's wrap it up. You've got a half a minute each. Let's go.
All right, so from my side, please just figure out what is the thing that makes you want to walk differently, because clearly you want to do things differently, you want to flirt more, you want to be more. So what makes you want to walk differently? And then you'll know where you want to grow to. If it's growing away from the relationship, good shot, be happy girl. If it wants to grow within the relationship, then make it more exciting, flirt more, be more confident, and tell him to flirt more as well. Then hopefully it'll spice things up.
All right, Brian?
For me, I think big thing that's kind of hard for me, it's okay for you to meet your needs. Be very mindful of what your needs are. Ask yourself, what are my needs? What do I need right now? And how am I going to get those needs fulfilled? But in the process, as Mapaseka has been sharing, make sure that you don't hurt other people, and people are not going to be victims of some of your choices.
Sure. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for being part of the show.
It's a pleasure.
As per usual, as per usual, I really appreciate your contribution, guys, and your time, and also to our listeners for being with us. We will put Brian Dumitz's details on our social so that you can get a hold of them should you need to chat to them at any point. It's time for us to say goodbye to you. Evelyn Tongwan is on standby with the news, because it is exactly 9 o'clock, and just after that, Just Us will come in with Mino Mino.
If you missed it, catch the rewind on radio2000.co.za.